is working now, is it? Do I have to lean at it or will it kick me? Okay, thank you. I'm Tony Travers from the London School of Economics, and I'm chairing this final session, which is actually starting about 23 minutes late. And in order to give you all hope in the intense heat in here, we'll finish about 1/4 hour late at about 6:15, no later than that. And we're going to move on from one of the big London projects which are being used as the basis for the London leg of this Urban Age event, Urban Age conference. We're now moving south of the Great River. This river, as others have said, is a great barrier, more of a barrier in some ways than doubtless the Berlin Wall in Berlin these days. And we're going to move south to the Elephant and Castle. Now, this theme, as Ricky explained, is also not only going to be used to explore the Elephant and Castle project, but also the Urban Age theme, which is called public space and public life. And arguably, the fact that we're going to be dealing with the security and community part of this, the public space and public life part, with a senior police officer, gives you a clue as to it is an ominous juxtaposition, because the Elephant and Castle for Londoners is an extraordinary place. It was once a sort of Piccadilly Circus of the South, a major confluence of roads. It is not that far from the city centre, and yet it is in some ways a very long way from the city centre. And because of the way it was rebuilt, mostly in the urban, in the 1960s, in a particular urban style, it has had a serious reputational problem as a not good place to live and a not good place to spend much time. And therefore, it is highly appropriate simultaneously to explore the question of this, another in the major development within London, and simultaneously to look at issues of security, community, and public life. To give our first key presentation, which is entitled Elephant and Castle Age Regeneration Story, we're going to hear from Fred Manson. Fred Manson was formerly head of planning and regeneration at the London Borough of Southwark, one of the 32 boroughs in the City of London that are the lower tier of government in the city. And we'll follow that up with Ian Thomas, who is chief superintendent from Southwark, the borough commander of that borough's police force. But first, Fred Manson.
Fred Manson still exists. He's now an independent consultant.